Şimdi ne yani? Şimdi senin tehdan. Herhalde bir şimdi yürüyor yani. Senin bir kutu. Ya. Fungi yok ya.
Of course, you know, Chitta Martin says there's no external object. But then the, when there's the external object, the Chitta Martin, you know, says the external object that did not exist. And then Vaibhashika and Sautantika, you know, system which says the external object exists. Are they same? Do they have the same meaning? Are they same? Do they mean same? yeah, you can say that, yeah. The mean, yeah. Do they mean same? External object. Yeah, mean. Shirutan do yomara. Shirutan is yomara. No, there's no external object at all in Chitta Martin school. There's no external object at all in Chitta Martin school. So that you cannot say, you know, whether it exists, you know, as merely imputed or not. It doesn't exist at all. But Bhavashka and Sautantika explain the external object in a different way. I think, yeah, the question is a little bit confusing. Because... Yeah. Of course, it's the word. It's the term that is used in English. You know, it's not the translation. It's the text. In the text, it says here, external object, right? Do not exert external object. What does that mean? Is that there's no pillar, no table? Those are all external objects, right? So what? The Chitta Martin school doesn't exert that. In the text. So in the text, when you use this term, an external object, actually it doesn't mean that, right? It doesn't mean, you know, the table and the pillar. What does it mean? Chirutanda Drupadana. Chirutanda Drupadana. And then, Yugi Madhubi Chura, the thing, because of the Jiba Judadha. In Tibetan, it would be like, you know, this table on objects, you know, that's not included within the continuum. So there are objects, there are things included within continuum and things not included within the continuum. So things that are not included within the continuum are external objects. So that is what it means, you know, when you just say external object. But in this context, when you say external object, it's not just external object, but it means like existing from its own side without depending on the imprint of the mind, imprint of the action in the mind. So that is that kind of external object. So that is what it means by external object in this context. Right? So Chitta Martin said there's no such kind of external object. So that's why for Chitta Martin there's no external object. Right? For other schools they say there is external object. There are things, you know, which exist without depending on the ripening of the imprint, you know, of the karma in the mind. No. So that's, you know, so you have to understand what does it mean by external object in the Chitta Martin school. Right? What does it mean? So that means like, you know, everything exists by depending on the karma, but depending on the mind, right? Depending on the ripening of the imprint in the mind. So also external object, you know, depends on that. Yeah, same. So that's right. So is it same or not? Yeah. No, the question is, you know, the question is, okay, I don't know what you're saying, but the question is, you know, when you say external object, of course, you know, there's external object here, it means like external, existing externally without depending on the mind. Right? So in according to Chittamatic school, there's no external object. It has to all depend on the mind. Right? So for this table to exist, it has to depend on the mind. So, no, I'm just explaining the question. The answer, you have to give the answer. Not me. I'm just explaining the question. So that's what it means. So, but Vaibhashika and Sautantika is saying that there is an external object which exists without depending on the ripening of the imprint in the mind. So that is the external object. So are they same? Yeah, you can say that way also.
Yeah, I heard it.
So anyway, so that's the meaning of the question.
Ajit, says something in the Shrotan to the next area. shudde nesu tedang. Yara mawe tanjibu yuwa shudde nesu yuwa 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 yuwa.
So anyway, I think like in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's school, so there is no external object, you know, because there is no external object that cannot, that doesn't exist without depending on the, that exists without depending on the, you know, ripening of the imprint of the action in the mind, right? So so then in the Bhavachika and Sautantra school, so they said there is external object, there is external object, the object that exists without depending on the mind from its own side. So these two are of course different. So anyway, so when they say there is external object in the Vaivashika school, and also, you know, Prasangika Madhyamaka school say there is external object. So when they say there is external object, they are saying the external object that you understand as. So the object, the external object that is not included within the continuum. So those are the object. And so there is such things, there are such things, right, which are not included within the continuum. So therefore they say, yeah, there is an external object. So that's that, anyway, that's a different, that's how it's different. So third question, which is even more confusing. Since form is the basis for the assigning the term form, does it exist by way of its own characteristic? So do you understand this question? Maybe it has to be clarified also. Huh? No, it's not. What does it say in the number three question? What does it say? Do you understand the form? Do you understand the question?
Well, if you look at the flower, that's an external object. You see it for the term form.
Yeah.
So does that exist by the fact that you see it as a flower or as a human mind?
No, that's not the whole question. Okay. So that's why I was saying that it's even more confusing and may need some clarification. So what it's saying is that, okay, you are right, you know, when you say flower, flower is the basis for the term flower, right? Yeah, so of course that is. So the basis, the flower is the basis for the term flower. The flower, which is the basis for the term flower, how did it become basis for the term flower? Did it become basis for the term flower by itself, or somebody is, you know, some, No. So that's the question, right?
How does it become a basis for itself? One way.
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu school? No, we're talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu school here.
I mean, the alternative is because it exists because it's there.
Rang Tanya Madhu Rai Kuala. Yeah. Sukhsa Shiv Dajib Joshi Dara, Joshi Dit. Joshi
Rang Tanya Madhu Rai. Yeah. That, you know, you call it Yuta Dhu Yuta Dhu Chima Dha, Pekka Dhe Chima Dha. What is it?
That is Shiva Dhe Dha, Chikwa Dha Dha.
Ah.
So the question 3 and 4, you know, the first question you just say yes and no, and then in the fourth question you explain how. So he says, how did the, in the fourth question, it says, how did the form become the basis of the term form? So if the, you know, like, the basis for the signing of the term form, you know, if it exists by way of its own characteristic, then what is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? If it exists by its, by way of its one characteristic. What's wrong with that? Do you understand this one?